主，我们感谢赞美你，主，我们是一群蒙了大爱的人。
We have received great love.
惊人大爱，何等甘甜。
And your great love is so sweet.
来救无赖如我，前我世上均被寻回。
I was lost and now I am found.
前盲今得看见。
Was blind and now I see.
主，我们何等感谢你救赎我们，使我们这位失丧的人能够回到你的家中。
We thank you that you have redeemed us so that we who were lost.
使我这瞎眼盲的人能够再次看见。
I brought back to God's house and we who were blind.
我们今天要感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
感谢你在我们身上所做成的一切。
And thank you for all that you have done for us.
我们将赞美、将荣耀、将感谢都来归给你。
And we give thanks and praises and glory to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name
阿们，我们同起立来敬拜我们的神。
Let's all rise and sing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretchedI once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Transgress that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear.My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has rescued me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.Promise good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shoe and portion be as long as dying endures. My chains are gone. shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbid to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever.
感谢你无尽的恩典。
Lord, how we thank you for your infinite grace.
你一次一次的怜悯，一次一次的赦免。
Time after time, you have forgiven us and bestowed your mercy upon us.
你若救察我们的罪，谁在你面前站立得住
？If you were to treat us the way we have committed our sins, who can stand?
哦，主，但是哦，你用你的怜悯，哦，用你的慈爱，主啊，你在我的面前，主啊，你说为了你的缘故，哦，你不这样行。
But for your name's sake, you did not do that.
主啊，你是何等大的怜悯。
You are so gracious.
主啊，让我们心能够来敬畏你。
Let our hearts revere you.
让我们的心来看见你这赦免的大爱。
And that we see your grace of forgiveness.
心当空 很敬畏你，我等候耶和华，我心等候，我也要望，但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你，我等候耶和华，我心等候，我也仰望，但在你有赦免之恩，但在你要叫人敬畏，赦免之恩要叫人敬畏你，我等候耶和华，我心等候。
主啊，让我们心来回转。
Lord, turn my heart to you.
放下我们一切的骄傲。
And lay down all the disturbances.
放下我们一切的不幸。
And all that trouble us.
唱这首诗歌的时候
Every time as I sing this hymn,
他总是说到为着我这个己
You keep saying is for this self of mine
我愿不愿意放下自己
Because I'm unwilling to lay down myself
但主一次一次爱来融化我
Time after time the Lord's love melts my heart
使我愿意少为己更多为你
That I would be willing to have less of self and more of thee
当我们在读先知书的时候，我们总是觉得以色列人为什么心这样的刚硬
？As we read the books of the prophet, we always thought, how come the Israelites are so hard-hearted?
他们耳朵为什么总是不听
？Why do their ears not willing to listen?
当我再回头来看自己的时候，我又何尝不是如此
？When I turn back and look at myself, I am just like that.
主啊，帮助我们
，Lord help us，
使我们能够更多为你。
That it would be more for thee.
放下我们的自己
Lay down ourselves.
更多为你
More for thee.
海洋一种呼吸，甜蜜坚强生我刚硬，使我具备的伸缩，稍微接更多为你，稍微接更多为你，是我自卑的伸缩，稍微接更多为你。大海高过最高天地，胜过最深的海洋，祝你的生活进步，你并我成本的道歉，不为借全都为你，不为借全都为你，并我成本的道歉，不为借全都为你，不为借全都为你，不为借全都为你，令我诚恳地道歉，不为借全都为你。
主，愿你帮助我们。愿我减少，愿你加添。
Less of me and
去除我们里面的刚硬，去除我们里面的不信。
Remove all the unbelief and all the hardness of heart.
我们俯伏在你的大能之下。
We prostrate before you.
愿你得胜。
That you will be victorious.
愿我们将自己来献上给你。
We offer up ourselves to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
每次唱到这样的诗歌，
Every time as we sing of this hymn,
我们的心里都很有感触。
Our hearts have deep feelings about it.
其中一点就是，我什么时候才能够很坦然的唱第四节。
One of the feelings is, when will I be able to boldly sing verse 4?
全为你，不为着自己。
All of thee and none of self and all of thee.
我常常觉得好像这个是在讲道话。
I oftentimes felt that this is, like I am speaking a lie.
但是刚刚在唱的时候，
But as we were singing,
我觉得这不是我在讲大话。
I felt that I wasn't lying.
而是我们跟主摆上一个心愿。
But it is our heart's desire that we put in before the Lord.
这是我的盼望。
This is my hope.
我盼望全都为你，都不为自己。
I hope none of self.And all of thee.
我也盼望有一天，在不久的将来，我真的能够有这样的实际。
And that in the very near future, I would have such a reality.
刚刚我们领事的弟兄说，我们最近在读以西结书。
A brother, song leader brother just mentioned that recently we've been reading the book of Ezekiel.
看到以色列，以色列人是怎么样的不听话。
We saw the Israelites were unwilling to listen.
神说以色列家是一个悖逆之家。
God calls the house of Israel a house of rebellion.
并且说他们是极其悖逆的。
And that they were extremely rebellious.
悖逆这个词在以西结书一再的重复出现。
The word rebellious is repeated over and over again in the book of Ezekiel.
因为我不太确定悖逆这个字的意思到底我的领会是不是对的。
Since I wasn't sure if I have the clear understanding of the word rebellious.
所以我就去查了这个悖逆的意思是什么。
So I looked up the meaning of rebellious.
圣经讲到悖逆就是代表说悖逆神。
In the Bible, when it uses the word rebellious, it means it is rebellious against God.
悖逆的意思就是反对。
It means opposition.
反对神，反对人，反对光。
Opposing God, people, and light.
反对神就是反对神自己。
Opposing God means opposing God himself.
反对人就是反对神所差来的人，像旧约中的先知。
Opposing man means opposing the people whom God sent, like prophets.
反对光就是反对神所说的话语。
Opposing light means opposing the word spoken by God.
这让我看见这是非常严重的一件事情。
That have me see that it is a very serious thing.
如果可能的话，我请弟兄姐妹先记住这个悖逆就是反对的这个意思。
If I may, I would like to ask you all to remember the meaning of rebellion.
因为在接下去的信息里面，我会一再的提出这样的一个现象。
As we continue with our message, we'll mention this, the meaning of this.
为什么他们会悖逆呢？
Why were they rebellious?
接下去我在读的时候，
When we continue to read on,
我就读到心里刚硬这个词。
I also read of the word hardness of heart.
神对以西结说，
God said to Ezekiel,
我差你去以色列家里，将我的话对他们讲说。
I send you to speak to the house of Israel these words that you are to speak to them.
但是以色列家不肯听从你，因为他们不肯听从我。
But the house of Israel will not listen to you because they do not listen to me.
原来以色列全家都是额间心硬的人。
Because the house of Israel are the ones who have the hardness of heart.
如果说悖逆是一个结果，
So if rebellion is a result, is an outcome,
那他们是从哪里开始堕落的呢？
Where did they begin to fall?
我看见他们是从心里刚硬开始堕落的。
I can see that they begin to fall from the hardness of heart.
因为心里刚硬是他们对神的一个态度。
Because hardness of heart was their attitude toward God.
从这个态度开始，慢慢慢慢地演变到了悖逆。
Starting with the hardness of heart, it leads to their total rebellion.
他们理所当然地成为一个反对的人。
And so, they turn out to be rebellious people.
反对神所差来的人。
Opposing the people that God whom God sent.
反对神自己。
And opposing God himself.
和拒绝从神那边来的光。
Reject the light that comes from God.
我认为这些话不只是记载以色列人的一段的历史。
These words not only recorded a part or a piece of the Israelites' history.
我们知道圣经都是神所默示的。
We all know that the scripture was inspired by God.
要教训我们，要督责我们，要使我们学义。
And it is good for teaching, discipline, correction, for rebuke.
所以不只是旧约，
Not only the Old Testament,
不只是新约，
or the New Testament,
我们应该要从以色列人身上得到一些教训。
We ought to take this the lesson from the Israelites.
早上我想从心里刚硬这件事情，从圣经来看什么是心里刚硬。
This morning I would like to look at this matter of hardness of heart with you all from the Bible.
心里刚硬的人会有什么样的表现？
What kind of manifestation do we see from people with hardness of heart?
我们现在在新约的时代，我们已经信耶稣的人，我们的心还会刚硬吗？
In the New Testament time, do we who believe in Jesus also have the hardness of heart?
如果会的话，我们要如何避免不成为一个心里刚硬的人？
So if the answer is yes, then how do we become people thatcan avoid having the hardness of heart.
我们要来看圣经给我们的一些例子。
Let's look at some examples from the scripture.
这些经节都是神说他们是心里刚硬的一些人。
These are the people that God said that they have the hardness of heart.
从他们所做的事情上面，我们来认识一个心里刚硬的人会有什么样的表现。
From what they do, let's look at what kind of things they do.
我们先看出埃及记里边的法老。
Let's look at Pharaoh in the book of Exodus.
在出埃及记第七章第十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 13.
法老的心里刚硬，不肯听从摩西、亚伦，正如耶和华所说的。
And Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord has said.
还有在耶利米书的第七章十三节。
Also in Jeremiah 7, verse 13.
耶和华说，现在因你们行了这一切的事，我也从早上早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从，呼唤你们，你们却不答应。
And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer.
在撒加利亚书第七章十一十二节，
In Zechariah 7, verses 11 to 12.
他们却不肯听从，扭转肩头，塞耳不听，使心硬如金刚石，不听律法和万军知耶和华用灵，借着从前先知所说的话，故此万军知耶和华大发烈怒。
But they refused to heed, struck their shoulders, and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts.
如果我们注意到这几个经节上面的红字，
If you pay attention to the words in red,
我们都看到一件一直重复的一个事情。
You can see something, some words that are repeatedly used.
就是不肯听从。
That is refused to hear.
在新约的时候，在马太福音。
In the New Testament, the book of Matthew.
耶稣讲到天国的比喻。
The Lord Jesus spoke of the parables concerning the kingdom of heaven.
王为他的儿子摆设一个举新的宴席。
The king had prepared a feast.
他打发他的仆人去招人来参加宴席。
He sent his servants to invite people to come.
那些人怎么回应呢？
How did these people respond to the invitation?
在马太福音二十二章的五到六节。
Chapter 22 of Matthew verses 5 and 6.
那些人不理就走了。
But they made light of it and went their ways.
一个到自己的田里去。
One to his own farm.
一个去做买卖。
Another to his business.
其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them.
这是一些圣经上面的例子。
These are some of the examples mentioned in the scriptures.
让我们看到心里刚硬的人有一个表现。
To have us see that there is one behavior for those who have hardness of heart.
就是不肯听。
That is refuse to hear.
不肯讲到一个态度。
Refusal talks about an attitude.
不是不能，而是不肯。
It's not that they cannot, it's that they are not willing.
不是做不到，而是刻意不愿意去这样子做。
Not that they cannot do it, but they deliberately choose not to.
我发现每一个不肯听的人都有自己的理由。
Everyone who's not willing to listen has their own reason.
法老有他的理由。
Pharaoh had his own excuse.
谁是耶和华叫我听他呢？
Who is the Lord that I should listen to him?
摩西亚伦，你们怎么叫百姓来旷工呢？
Moses and Aaron, why do you ask the people to stop working?
以色列人离开了，那么多的工作谁要做呢？
So if the Israelites were to leave, then who's going to do all this work?
以色列人也有自己的理由。
The Israelites also had their own excuses.
我们刚读过的耶利米书第四十四章。
We just read Jeremiah 44.
他们说我们要拜偶像啊，我们当然要拜偶像啊。
And it says, of course, we are to worship the idols.
我们要向天后烧香啊。
We are to burn incense.
因为那个时候呢，我们吃饱饭，我们享福乐，并且我们看不见灾祸。
Because at that time we ate well, we enjoyed happiness, and we didn't see any disasters.
但是自从我们停止向天后烧香的时候，
But ever since we have ceased to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven,
我们就开始缺乏这一切。
We started lacking everything.
又因刀剑、饥荒毁灭。
And we have perished by famine and by the famine and by the sword.
在马太福音的那些人也有他们的理由的。
Those in the Gospel of Matthew also had their reason as well.
我们很忙，我们忙着呢。
We are so busy.
我们要去田里。
We need to go to the farm.
我们要去做买卖。
To the field, we need to do our business.
你为什么要挡我们的路呢？
Why are you in our way?
为什么你不让我们做我们喜欢做的事情呢？
And why can't you let us do what we want to do?
你看，每一个人都有他们不肯听的一个理由。
You can see everyone has their own reason to not listen.
一次不肯听，两次不肯听，三次不肯听，渐渐就变成一个不肯听的习惯。
Once, twice, three times, that turned into a habit of unwilling to listen.
原来可以这样子啊。
Well, actually, we can do that.
不肯听，没有事情发生诶。
Because nothing happens if I am not willing to listen.
不像人讲的那么恐怖。
It's not as scary as what some say.
但是他们没有察觉的事。
But there's something they didn't realize.
那个恐怖的事情正在发生。
Is that something terrible is happening?
一开始是选择性的不听。
At first, it was the selective kind of not willing to listen.
但是慢慢慢慢的，你要听也听不见。
But gradually, even if you want to listen, you cannot hear it any longer.
心越来越刚硬。
Because our heart grew harder over time.
我知道的。
I know that.
因为我自己曾经这样子经历过。
Because I have been there myself.
当我习惯性的忽略讲台的话。
When I habitually ignore the word of the pulpit.
当我习惯性的忽略圣经的话，忽略人对我的警告。
Habitually ignore the words of the scripture or the words that people speak to me.
可怕的事情就正在发生。
Terrible things is happening.
我也有我的理由的。
Because I also have my own reason as well.
我的理由是我知道了这些你讲的话，我知道了。
My reason is that I know the things you're talking about.
这些经节我读过了。
Because I have read them in the past.
有一天我忽然发现。
One day suddenly I realize.
为什么别人听见的我听不见呢？
Why is it that others can hear it but I cannot anymore?
为什么很久我都没有感受到主在感动我呢？
Why is it that it's been a long time I haven't felt the Lord move me?
为什么别人觉得很感动的话对我却没有果效呢？
Why is it that the words that can move them but to me it doesn't work?
主在哪里？
Where is the Lord?
我怎么不知道呢？
Why is it that I don't know anymore?
对于不肯听的人，
To those who are unwilling to listen,
对他们最大的刑罚就是他们再也听不见。
To them, the greatest punishment is they can no longer hear.
这是很可怕的事情。
That's a dreadful thing.
到底什么先发生呢？
So what happens first?
先不听还是先心里刚硬呢？
Unwilling to hear or the hardness of heart?
我觉得两个是相辅相成的。
Perhaps they go hand in hand.
有不听，也有心里刚硬。
And willing to listen as well as the hardness of heart.
但是我们的不听会造成我们的心里刚硬。
But our unwillingness to hear or listen causes our heart to harden more over time.
第二个表现是不相信。
The second manifestation is unbelief.
在马可福音的最后一章。
In the last chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus has risen.
他向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
He appeared to Mary Magdalene.
他也向那个往以马忤斯去的那个两个门徒显现。
He also appeared to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
他们这些人看到耶稣说，看到耶稣后，就回到耶路撒冷去告诉那些门徒。
When they saw Jesus, they went back to Jerusalem to tell those who have followed Jesus and the disciples.
跟他们讲说，我们遇见耶稣了。
And said to them, we have met Jesus.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus has risen.
但是那些听到这些消息的这些门徒都不相信。
But the disciples who heard the news did not believe.
所以在马可福音十六章那边讲到说，后来十一个门徒他们坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们的不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不相信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
So in Mark 16 verse 14, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
如果是其他的那些跟过耶稣的门徒，
If it were those who had followed Jesus before,
或是那个其他的门徒,
or the other disciples,
还说得过去,
we can probably let go of this.
但是耶稣责备的是跟他最亲密的、常跟他在一起的那个十一个门徒。
But Jesus was rebuking the 11 disciples who were with him all the time.
包括彼得，对不对？包括约翰。
Included Peter and John.
为什么连他们都不信呢?
Why did they not believe?
为什么连他们心都刚硬呢?
Why were their hearts also hardened?
这不是说到他们在每一件事情上面他们的心都刚硬。
It doesn't say that their hardness of heart was in every single thing.
乃是特别在耶稣复活他们不相信复活的这件事情上面。
But specifically in the fact that they did not believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
因为他们不相信耶稣复活，所以呢，他们的心就刚硬。
Because they could not believe that the Lord has risen, and therefore their heart was hardened.
另外一个例子是在《使徒行传》。
Another example was in the book of Acts.
保罗到以弗所的会堂，他在那边讲道。
Where Paul went to Ephesus to preach in the synagogue.
圣经告诉我们说，一连三个月，他在那边在传讲神国的事情。
For three consecutive months, he was telling them, preaching to them about the kingdom of heaven.
我们注意，这是保罗在传的道。
And we pay attention to this. It was the preaching that Paul had given.
那个在圣经写了那么多书信的保罗。
It was Paul who wrote so many epistles of the Bible.
但是呢，在他们当中，他们有一些人呢，他们心里刚硬，他们不相信，就在众人面前毁谤保罗所说过的话。
Although he was right there in the midst of them, and yet they could not believe, they did not believe, and they even said words to slander him.
为什么这些人会不相信?
Why did they not believe?
因为他们所听到的超过他们所认识的一个知识的一个范围。
Because what they heard surpasses the realm of what they could believe.
超过他们所能够接受的一个范围。
Surpasses the realm of what they could accept.
但是他们忽略了一件事情。
But one thing they ignored.
就是他们没有把神考虑在当中。
That is, they did not include God in their consideration.
如果是神，那还有什么难的呢？还有什么不可能的呢？
If it were God, how could this be impossible? What is impossible with God?
因为他们不相信神，所以他们不相信保罗所传的话。
They didn't believe in God, therefore they didn't believe that what Paul said to them.
这个时候他们有一个选择。
At that time, they had a choice.
相信自己还是相信保罗。
Believe in themselves or believe in what Paul said.
他们倾向于相信自己。
They inclined to believing in themselves.
所以他们就信不来。
So they could not, they no longer could believe.
也导致他们的心里刚硬。
Which led them to the hardness of heart.
这让我们看到不相信会导致心里刚硬。
So unbelief can lead to our hardness of heart.
像刚刚我们讲的相辅相成，不信带来心刚硬，心里刚硬也带来不信。
Just like what we shared earlier, that when we refuse to listen, that leads to the hardness of heart, and so does unbelief.
在这个真假难分的这个时代，
in this particular age of it's very difficult to discern what is right and wrong.
我们需要对于很多所听见的、所看见的消息，存留一个很比较保守的一个心态去求证。
We need to be very cautious and we are very conservative about a lot of things.
我觉得这是对的。
And I think this is right.
我们不要随便相信网上或是所传的所说的，特别是那些我们不知道的事情。
Don't just believe what you see on the internet. We don't want to just simply believe what we see.
但是对于神的话，对于真理。
But toward God, toward His word, toward the truth.
对于我们属灵的前辈，他们的属灵经历。
Toward the experiences that our leaders have experienced or told us about.
我们要相信，并且要给予尊重。
And we need to respect that, and we need to believe it.
因为属灵的世界里面有太多太多太多的经历是我们还没有的。
Because in the spiritual realm, there is just so much that we still don't have yet.
但是不代表那些不存在。
But that doesn't mean that they don't exist.
圣经里面有的，我们都要接受，我们都要去追求。
What is mentioned in the Bible, we need to accept and pursue.
对于有疑问的，我们可以提出来交通。
Any doubts we have, we can mention it and we can share it.
我们可以找牧师，我们可以找教会中有经历的人来交通。
We can inquire, we can ask our pastor, and we can ask someone in the church who had experiences.
但是不要不信。
But let's not be unbelieving.
相信是我们跟神来往的一个必备的条件。
Because believing is the condition that we have as we build our relationship with God.
不信是一个跟神是一个之间是一个 deal breaker, 没有办法成交的一个关键的一个条件。
And believing would be a deal breaker between us and God.
也是我们讨神喜悦的必要的一个因素。
And believing is a requirement, a necessity between us and God.
接受带来相信。
As we accept, then it will bring about belief.
Believe. 相信就会带来行动。
Believe will bring about action.
雅各说，没有行为的信心是死的。
James tells us that believing without action means that faith is not true faith.
我们怎么知道我们相信呢？
How do we know that we believe?
就要根据说我们有没有行动。
It's based on whether we have actions that follow.
我们相不相信圣经上我们所读到的话？
Do we believe the words we read in the Bible?
就根据我们有没有相对的一个行动。
That based on whether we have the comparable action that follow.
对于所听到的信息。
According to the sermons that we hear.
我们有没有试着去行？
Have we tried to do it?
一次两次我们没有行动的话。
Once, twice, that we do not do according to what we hear.
就渐渐的对于这些话我们会失去应该有的感觉。
Then gradually we will lose that sense.
因为我们常常听到这些经节。
Because we hear these verses very often.
我们会好像懂了。
Then as if we know it.
但是懂了并不代表相信。
But knowing these, recognizing the words doesn't mean that we really know it.
我们觉得自己没有反对，我没有反对啊。
We might tell ourselves, well, I'm not opposing it.
但是默认也不代表相信。
But silently agreeing to it doesn't mean that you believe it.
相信是要有行动的。
Because believing leads to action.
相信必须要用行动来证明的。
Believing needs action to prove that we truly believe.
第三个心理刚硬的表现就是无动于衷。
The third behavior is being indifferent.
在马可福音第三章第五节那边有记载。
It's recorded in Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣怒目的周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那个人说，伸出手来，他把手一伸，手就复了原。
And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
这个话是对于会堂的人说的。
These words were spoken to those who were in the synagogue.
耶稣用一个生气的眼光看着他们。
Jesus looked at them with anger.
因为他们热衷于抓耶稣的把柄。
Because they were eager to take advantage of Jesus by the things that he spoke.
过于热衷于看到有需要的人。
More than being able to see those who are in need.
另一方面，耶稣为他们的光景忧愁。
On the other hand, Jesus was grieved by their condition.
因为看到他们的心刚硬。
Because their hearts were hard.
在会堂里的众人不是对每一件事情心都刚硬。
The people in the synagogue did not have the hearts hardened toward every single thing.
他们对于他们自己有兴趣的事情，他们是很有感觉的。
They had a lot of feelings toward the things that they like to know about or interested in.
但是对于耶稣所挂念的事情，他们没有感觉。
But toward the things that Jesus care about, they have no interest.
这个是耶稣为他们忧愁的地方。
That's why Jesus grieved at their condition.
他们很热衷的在看耶稣在安息日医不医病。
They were zealous to see whether Jesus would heal on the Sabbath.
他们好像在看戏一样。
As if they were just watching a movie.
但是他们的意思是要借着这件事情要抓住耶稣的把柄，要控告耶稣。
But their intention was to use that incident to accuse Jesus.
而本来应该受到关注那个一只手枯干的那个人，可怜的人。
The man who had a withered hand needed the attention at the time.
反而成为他们陷害耶稣的一个工具。
Actually became a tool for them to frame Jesus.
众人被自己的打算弄瞎了眼。
The people were so blinded by their own intentions.
他们看不见那个真正值得关注的事情是什么。
They could no longer see.What was really, what should be the focus of their attention?
这个就是耶稣跟我们一个很大的不一样的地方。
And that is the very difference, between Jesus and us.
耶稣是以父的事为念。
Because Jesus was mindful of the Father's business.
对于父的事情，他非常的有感觉。
He was very sensitive to the things of the Father.
我们刚好相反。
We are just the opposite.
因为我们注重的是我们自己的事情。
Because we focus on our own agenda.
我们常常想的是如何满足我们自己的需要跟欲望。
We oftentimes think about how do I satisfy my needs.
所以对于世界上的事情上面，我们非常的有感觉。
So toward the things of the world, we are very sensitive to.
但是对于主的事情。
But toward the things of the Lord.
会变成无动于衷。
We become very indifferent.
这个就是心里刚硬的一个表现。
That's another sign of having hardness of heart.
对于这样的一个表现。
Toward such behavior.
主耶稣的心为这些人忧愁。
The Lord Jesus' heart is grieved.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们对主所在乎的事情有没有感觉？
Do we have any sensitivity to the Lord's heart, the things that he care about?
我们应该要有感觉的。
We should have sensitivity.
因为我们里面的生命就是主耶稣的生命。
Because the life within us is the life of the Lord Jesus.
那个以父为念的生命。
The life that cares about the business of the Father.
但是每次当我们不听，我们不理会我们里面的感觉。
But every time we refuse to hear, refuse to do anything about it.
把我们自己的喜好摆在第一位，摆在优先的地位时候。
And we put our own needs, our own things in the first place.
这个生命就慢慢的失去感觉。
Then this life gradually loses its sensitivity.
不用多久，那个原来还能够在我们里面提醒我们的声音。
It doesn't take long for this life that will give us that feeling of this life.
就全部消失殆尽。
Will gradually, come to nothing.
在外面看起来的一个表现。
And it's a feeling that you see on the outside.
这个在外面的表现就是对主的事情会变得无动于衷。心里刚硬。
That is on the outside, we are indifferent to the things of the Lord.
那我们要怎么样来脱离心里刚硬？
How do we get rid of our hardness of heart?
在这个之前，我想我们先来思考几个问题。
Before we do that, let's consider a few things.
在出埃及记记载到法老的心刚硬的时候。
When in the book of Exodus speaks of Pharaoh's hardness of heart.
常常写着说，我要使法老的心刚硬。
It oftentimes says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart.
像是在出埃及记第七章第三节，我要使法老的心刚硬，也要在埃及地多行神迹奇事。
In Exodus 7:3, it says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt.
这是不是意味着神特别使法老的心刚硬，为了使神迹奇事能够被彰显出来呢？
Does this mean that God specifically hardened Pharaoh's heart so that signs and wonders could be manifested?
换一句话说，人的刚硬是神所造成的吗？
In other words, is the hardening of man's heart caused by God?
是不是有一些人， 他的心就是特别刚硬一点，有些人就是比较柔软一点。
Or is it true that some people's heart are just harder than others, or some people's heart are softer than others?
我觉得如果我们要回答这个问题，
If we were to answer this question,
我们就得回到第一次神说法老心里刚硬的那个时候。
Then we need to go back to the very first time when God mentions about Pharaoh's heart.
他在出埃及记的第四章。
In Exodus 4.
耶和华对摩西说，你回到埃及的时候要留意将我指示你的一切奇事行在法老面前，但我要使他的心刚硬。这边有一个小字讲到说任凭他，必不容百姓去。
And the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaohwhich I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. And there's also a small words that says God simply let him be.
这边讲得很清楚，就是说不是神做什么使法老的心刚硬。
It means that God did not do something specifically to harden his heart.
神乃是就任凭他，放任他，不管他那个本来就刚硬的心。
But just let his hardened heart be hardened.
就是让法老按照他自己的反应，按照他自己的意愿，让他去做事情。
That is, let his own desire be the way it is.
从这里我们明白一件事情。
From here we see one thing.
我们对神的心其实本来都是刚硬的。
That is, our hearts toward God has always been hard.
我们要脱离心里的刚硬。
We need to break free from the hardness of heart.
必须我们先看到我们在神面前本来就是一个刚硬的人。
And that we need to see that we are people that have hardness of heart.
不是神使我的心刚硬。
It's not that God caused my heart to be hardened.
而是本来我的心对于神就是刚硬的。
But that my heart toward God has always been hardened.
我们需要先承认这一点。
We must first see this and admit it.
我们才能够接受神的恩典，让神来改变我们的心。
So that we can accept God's work in our lives to transform us.
我们再来看一处的经节。
Let's look at another verse.
在以赛亚书第57章第15节。
57:15。
这个也是不久前我们刚读过的。
It's a verse that we have read recently.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place.With him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
神宣告他是至高至上的神。
God declared that he is the high and lofty one.
也是永远长存，是我们永在的父。
Who inhabits eternity, he is the eternal father.
他说他是那位圣者。
He said he is the holy one.
他说他住在哪里呢？
Where does he dwell?
他住在至高至圣的所在。
He dwells in the highest and most holy place.
但是他也住在那个心灵痛悔跟谦卑人的心中。
But he also dwells in the hearts of the contrite and humble.
他住在我们人里面的一个目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of him dwelling in us?
就是要让谦卑的人的灵和那些心里痛悔的人的心可以苏醒。
Is to revive the spirit of the humble and the heart of the contrite.
苏醒就是活过来。
To revive means that we are made alive.
让这个心能够再次活过来。
So that this heart can be alive, can be living again.
在圣经的词典上讲得很好。
The Bible says it well.
他说苏醒就是从疾病中，从沮丧中，从软弱中，从死亡中可以活过来。
To revive is to live again out of sickness, discouragement, weakness, and death.
我们人需要具备的条件。
Those are the qualifications that we need to have as human beings.
就是我们需要有一个心灵痛悔跟有一个谦卑的心。
That is, we need to have a contrite heart and a humble heart.
只有我们心中痛悔、谦卑的来到主的面前，我们的心才能够被苏醒。
Only the heart of the contrite and heart of the humble can be awakened.
但是要达到这样的一个结果，中间有一段过程。
But to reach such a result, there is a process in between.
这个过程是跟主交涉的一个过程。
That is a process of negotiation with the Lord.
我不知道有没有人跟我一样。
I don't know if anyone is like me.
读到这样的一个经节的时候，
When you read such a verse,
我马上就告诉我自己说，我需要痛悔，我也需要谦卑。
Right away, I would tell myself, I need to repent, I need to be humble.
但是眼泪挤不出来。
But I can't squeeze out any tears.
也没有办法活出谦卑。
And I cannot live out a humble life.
最多维持几天，几天后就忘记了。
At most, it might last a few days. Then after a few days, I forget about it.
然后就觉得说这件事情怎么这么难。
And then I felt that this was so difficult.
后来就不了了之。
And then gradually, I just simply let go.
后来我又听到别的话。
And then later on, I hear some other words.
我听到的话就是说，每一个属灵的经历都必须是神开头的。
That is, every spiritual experience needs to start with God.
没有一件属灵的事情是我们能够自己做的。
There is no spiritual things can be accomplished by our own strength.
听到这样的话，我们马上跑到另外一个极端去。
When we hear that, we go to another extreme.
我就说，既然是神做的，那我就什么都不用做了。
Well, since it's God's work, then that means I do nothing.
也不是这个样子的。
That's not right either.
有一件事情我们是必须要做的。
There's one thing that we need to do.
我们要为自己祷告。
That is to pray for ourselves.
我们要为自己，我们为着自己的心的刚硬来祷告。
We need to pray for our own hardness of heart.
求主开我们的眼睛。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们真正看到我们心里刚硬的时候的情形。
So that we can truly see the hardness of our own heart, the condition of it.
我们都还记得上周史弟兄的信息，讲到那个最好的祷告。
We still remember last week from Brother Z's message about the best prayer.
牧师教导我们祷告三个 S.
He taught us the, also our pastor taught us the three S's for prayer.
就是要诚恳，就是要简单，就是要简短。
That is, it needs to be sincere, simple, and short.
如果我们还没有看到我们的心刚硬，
If we don't see how hard our hearts are,
我们可以很诚实的跟主祷告说，
We can still pray sincerely and truthfully to the Lord.
主啊，我不知道我的心刚硬。
Lord, I don't know that my heart is hard.
求你让我知道。
Please, let me see it.
如果这个祷告是出于诚恳真实的，
If this prayer is sincere and true,
主会听我们的祷告。
The Lord will hear us.
也许我们想说，我们信主这么久了。
Maybe we think, well, I've been a believer for such a long time.
我的心还会刚硬吗？
Can my heart really be hardened?
请我们不只要想这件事情。
Let's not just think about it.
把这个想法带到主的面前去问主。
We can bring this to the Lord and pray to the Lord.
主啊，信息说我的心不能刚硬。
Lord, the message tells me that my heart cannot be hard.
但是我已经信主这么久了。
But I've believed in you for so long already.
我的心刚硬吗？
Is my heart hard?
我有这个问题吗？
Do I have such a problem?
如果有，请你光照我。
If I do, please illuminate me.
如果有，请你让我知道。
If I do have this, please let me know it.
如果我们是在一个挣扎的情况底下，
If we are having a struggle with it,
如果有什么事情是我们放不下的，
anything that we cannot let go,
我们可以到主面前去祷告。
We can bring it to the Lord to pray.
主啊，我放不下我的己生命。
Lord, I cannot let go of my self-life.
主，我很爱我自己。
I love myself very much.
我处处都为自己着想。
I think of myself in every way possible.
对于你的事情我真的没有感觉。
But toward your things, I have no feelings of.
求主赦免。
Forgive me.
也求主改变。
And ask the Lord to change me.
改变我的喜好。
Change my likings.
改变我的价值观。
Change my values.
改变我对事情的看法。
Change my way of looking at things.
这只是一些例子。
These are just some examples.
因为我自己就是这样学习跟主祷告的。
And that's how I learned to pray about myself in front of the Lord.
我相信主会听我们的这样的祷告。
I believe the Lord will listen to our prayers.
这个不是一步到位的。
And this just doesn't happen in one step.
不只是祷告一次的。
And not just praying for it one time.
都根据我们多想要。
And it depends on how much we want it.
根据我们多迫切。
And how earnest we are.
求主带领我们到他的面前。
May the Lord lead us to go to him.
为了我们自己的光景，我们去跟神办交涉。
For our own condition, we need to negotiate. We need to deal. We need to come and let the Lord deal with us.
好让我们的心可以得到苏醒，我们可以脱离我们心里的刚硬。
So that our hearts can be revitalized and be free from our own hardness of heart.
最后，我们一起唱一首诗歌。
Lastly, let's sing a hymn together.
这首诗歌的题目叫做《微小声音》。
The hymn is called Still Small Voice.
我们来看一看歌词，就是这个诗人在主面前的一个祷告。
Let's look at the writer of the song, his prayer before God.
他说每次我听到你的微小声音。
When I hear your still small voice.
你的良善搅动我的心。
Your kindness stirs me within.
使我的心能够改变一点，使我的心能够更靠近主一点。
So that my heart will change a little and be closer to the Lord a little more.
他继续说，他说主啊，我需要听到你的微小声音。
It says, Lord, I need to hear your voice.
这个声音是一个引导的声音。
This voice is a voice that leads.
这个声音也是破碎我心中刚硬的声音。
It's a voice that would break my hardness.
他在主面前有一个祷告。
He had a prayer before God.
他说主啊求你说话
Speak my Lord
我愿意听
I want to hear
主求你说话我愿意顺从
Your voice is all that I need I will obey
你的话是我的生命
Your voice is life to me
你的话是我唯一所需要的
Your word is all that I need
盼望这首诗歌也成为我们的祷告
May this hymn be our prayer as well
主柔软我的心
Lord soften my heart
向我说话
And speak to me
To hear your voice, to lead
原来牧师跟我们分享。
Pastor just shared with us.
我们心里刚硬，很多时候是我们哦不我们的心里不信。
Oftentimes our hearts are hard is because we're unwilling.
很多时候是因为我们不愿意听。
It's because we're unwilling to listen.
不是我们做不到。
It's not because we cannot do it.
是我们不理。
It's because we are indifferent.
而是我们不愿意。
We're unwilling.
主一直在向我们说话。
The Lord keeps speaking to us.
借他今天的讯息，他再次向我们说话。
Through today's message, He is speaking to us.
我们是不是就让这讯息就只是这样过去了
？Do we just let the message go by?
牧师说我们要行动。
And He just shared with us that we need to have action.
我们在神面前要承认哦，主，我们是一个心刚硬的。
And not only we admit that we have the hardness of heart.
有一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
But we need to have a contrite and humble heart.
主啊，求你在我身上来工作。
Lord, please do your work in us.
让我能够听见你的声音。
So that we can hear you.You do not despise a contrite and humble heart.
我们不愿意成为一个心里刚硬的人，我对你的话没有感觉。
We don't want to be insensitive to your word.
主改变我们。
Change us.
哦，使我们的肉心，哦，慈心能够换成肉心。
That our heart of stone can be changed to a heart of flesh.
愿你在我们里面来工作。
And may you work in us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
下面请坐，我们一同听祷告。
Please take your seat.